Hello, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am your host, Murtaza. Please stay with us. These days, all drugs and narcotics are produced in many different kinds and even forms. Unfortunately, this variety of drugs is increasing, and we all know it is creating challenges, not only for the individuals and communities, also for the countries and state governments. Since some of them are in new forms, the challenge is even greater to deal with. From the Islamic point of view, I mean by referring to the major sources of Islam, including the major source, Quran and traditions, it is quite possible to find the general principles and fundamental approach towards taking drugs and intoxicants, and we will see how they are treated in the religion of Islam. There is one general rule which prohibits anything in which there is harms to health. Since it is very general rule, our prophets, imams, and now great scholars have covered different aspects of such harmful narcotics in very detailed explanations. The Sharia or Islamic law has prohibited anything, I mean intoxicants, which causes the failure of humanity or human dignity, anything that endangers the personal health and also personality health. Anything that influences the common style of living, or I can say elevated religious life, is also considered prohibited very much. Anything or action such as taking drugs or intoxicating drinks, which can cause the human identity and true personality to be degraded or destroyed, is certainly called haram and forbidden in the religion of Islam. This is haram because these intoxicating material slow down the physical and spiritual elevation of the personalities. In the book of Islam, Quran, chapter Baqarah, verse 195, it reads out like this, and it shows us that how much intoxicating is dangerous to our health, and also it is considered haram in the religion of Islam. And spend in the way of Allah, and do not throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction by refraining. And do good. Indeed, Allah loves doer of good. Taking narcotics or drugs is a proof and evidence of self-destruction, which is prohibited in this verse. Even Allama Tabatabai, a great scholar, referred to this verse that any deed which causes the human destruction is haram, including taking drugs. So here we can simply find out that even in the book of Islam, there are very clear instructions and commands that a Muslim or a person who is valuing his own health shouldn't go and make himself closer to these kind of intoxicating materials, including narcotics and any kind of drugs. And also, if you refer again to the book of Islam, Quran, you go to Surah Al-A'raf, verse 157. Again, you can find that it is considered haram, and you know, there are rules and regulations for things that usually makes our lives miserable and destroyed. It is considered haram. So the religion of Islam prohibits any impure thing or evil which causes harm and destruction. So drugs are considered impure because they can cause harms to individuals, communities, and the whole humanity from the spiritual and even physical point of view. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said that Allah said Khamr, which I mean wine, is haram because there are destructive consequences and immoralities in taking it. And even Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said all khamr or intoxicants is haram. Again, it is very much documented in the book of Bahar al-Anwar, volume 63. And, if anyone wants to check the tradition, they can refer to that book.
You already know the benefits of weed.
You already know that marijuana can be used to treat the eye disease known as glaucoma, which increases pressure on the eyeball. You already know that it may help control epileptic seizures. It may reverse the carcinogenic effects of tobacco and improve lung health. You already know that it may help with the severe seizure disorder known as Dravet's syndrome. You've probably already heard that CBD, a chemical found in weed, may help prevent the spread of cancer. It may decrease anxiety, ease the pain of multiple sclerosis, as well as provide treatment and may well even cure diseases, disorders, and maladies. But I'm not gonna tell you that. Because it's the trend in today's world to talk about how great marijuana is. All the cool people are doing it today, so you can ask them. But the things those very same people won't tell you are the negative effects of weed, and there are many. Marijuana, or weed, refers to the dried leaves, flowers, stems, and seeds from the hemp plant, Cannabis sativa. Now, this plant contains the mind-altering chemical known as delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, and other compounds. When a person smokes marijuana, THC quickly passes through the lungs into the bloodstream. The bottom line is, marijuana affects brain development. When teenagers begin smoking weed, the drug may reduce thinking, memory, and learning functions. Essentially, weed overactivates parts of the brain. This causes the high that users feel. And that's that, but people often overlook the possible long-term effects. Other effects include altered senses, for example, seeing bright colors, altered sense of time, changes in mood, impaired body movement, difficulty with thinking and problem solving, impaired memory. Marijuana's effects on these abilities may be long-term and even permanent. A study showed that people who started smoking marijuana heavily in their teens and had an ongoing cannabis use disorder lost an average of 8 IQ points between ages 13 and 38. Users also report less academic and career success. For example, marijuana use is linked to a higher likelihood of dropping out of school. Because when you should be busy developing your brain so that you can become brilliant, you're busy getting high. Some of the other effects for long-term marijuana users are breathing problems. Frequent marijuana smokers can have the very same breathing problems that those who smoke tobacco have. Increased heart rate. Smoking marijuana raises the heart rate for 3 hours after usage. This effect may increase the chance of heart attack. Problems with child development during and after pregnancy. Long-term marijuana use has even been linked to mental illness. Temporary hallucinations. Sensations and images that seem real, though they are not. Temporary paranoia. Extreme and unreasonable distrust of others. Worsening symptoms in patients with schizophrenia, a severe mental disorder with symptoms such as hallucinations, paranoia, and disorganized thinking. And though research findings have been mixed, marijuana use has also been linked to other mental health problems, such as anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts, especially among teens. Oh, and guess what else? It's haram.
Duh.
When asked about weed and other narcotic drugs, Ayatollah Khamenei has said it is haram, religiously forbidden to use narcotics in any way because it results in considerable adverse effects in terms of personal health and social cost.
But it kills cancer.
Really? And that's why you're smoking it, is it?
But of course, Islam always acknowledges the benefits of substances and their usefulness to mankind. That's why, when asked whether it is permissible to use narcotic drugs for the treatment of diseases, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "There is no objection to it, provided that the treatment and the eventual recovery are dependent on their use, and it is prescribed by a trustworthy physician."
But I want to smoke weed.
I know you do. And not because of any of those health benefits that you try to justify it with. You want to smoke weed because you think it makes life more bearable, because it's trendy and cool at the moment, and because all your friends are doing it, and you think it's okay to cave in to peer pressure. Because you like giggling, and you like the feeling of getting the munchies. Because weed gives you creative visions and makes you feel like you're unleashing your full potential. But none of that. That's real. The truth is, you're just high. The Holy Quran says, they ask you about intoxicants and games of chance. Say, in both of them, there is a great sin and means of profit for men. And their sin is greater than their profit.
Finds yourself.
intentions and different ways we have to cope with stress. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, the teacher. So there are a lot of destructive influences of drugs upon individuals and even social lives. Religion, piety, dignity, independence, spiritual and physical health, and in brief, the whole society will be very much affected by drugs and narcotics. That's why they are all prohibited in the religion of Islam. The families, you know, the most important social structure, will fall apart as a direct consequence of taking narcotics. And the divorce rate will be increased. The boys and girls will actually abandon their families and desert their basic structures in society. They will suffer the big immoralities and even sometimes mental illnesses. The rate of unemployment will go high in society. And you know, the consequences of unemployment is very much clear and obvious to everyone. Laziness, a very terrible quality which is disregarded in the religion of Islam, will become widespread in every segment of the society. The outbreak of different diseases will be highly noticeable in society. And of course, abandoning the dignity and human zeal will be seen everywhere. These intoxicating materials can cause dignity and religion to be completely abandoned. The addict, for example, cannot have the Allah's remembrance and he forgets to perform his duties as a religious person. The production in society will be stopped. You know, a lot of Muslim countries are facing this big problem these days. And taking narcotics is even making this situation more intensified and deteriorated. They, addicts, become very much indifferent to their family members and even to their own organs, you know, facing complete destruction. Many social crimes, such as robbery and other crimes, will increase too. Unfortunately, a big immorality, I can call it prostitution and moral corruption, will be scattered among people from all walks of life. Selling out cheap personal properties and belongings, committing suicide, will happen, and many more troubles are the direct causes of narcotics. That's why the religion of Islam has certainly taken a very good care of all these aspects. So that's why they call it haram and prohibited.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsley.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.